must take a back seat. We must just let it pass. We must also give that kick. We must also give that kick, that hard kick. And what kick is going to be? It's a kick of tilawat of Quran, a kick of ibadat, a kick of improving ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Allah Ta'ala give me the understanding. Allah Ta'ala give everyone the understanding. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. من لا نبي بعده ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا سنة بعد سنته قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القبر ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتساب قدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Pak blessed us. Number one, Allah Pak blessed us with iman. Allah Pak blessed us with iman. Allah Pak keep us with iman. Allah Pak take us with iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala resurrect us with iman. Today they're saying dying is not a tragedy. To die is not a tragedy, because everybody has to leave the world. But dying without iman is a tragedy. Dying without iman is a tragedy. So Allah Pak had given us this gift. Allah Ta'ala has given us this treasure of iman. So let us safeguard this treasure of iman, and Allah Pak keep this iman till our dying days. And that's the only ni'mat that is going to come with us in the qabr. When we give it back, when we give this iman back to Allah Pak, then Allah Pak is going to give us jannat. If we don't have iman to give Allah Pak, then there's no jannat. That's why Nabi Sallam taught us dua, Allahumma thabbitna al iman wa amitna al iman mahshurna yawm al qiyamati ma'al iman. First shukr, Allah Pak made us Muslims. Allah Pak blessed us with iman. Allah Pak blessed us on this Mubarak day, this Friday. Greater in virtue than the days of Eid is the day of Friday. What we must do on Friday? Increase our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Minimum 1,000 durus upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me, from all of us sitting here, who doesn't desire to be in Medina Sharif? Who won't want to be in Medina Sharif on a Friday? In front of Rosa Mubarak reading Jummah Salah. But is it possible? Not possible. Allah Pak takes humila, Allah Pak will take us one day. Inshallah, make dua, Allah Pak take us, take me, take all of us to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. But, all of us got the opportunity that our names can be taken at the Rosa Mubarak, not outside, in the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we send durood and salutations on a Friday, a special angel, the job of this angel is to take this durood and present it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and told him, tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that so and so from a certain area send durood upon you. So all of us take this opportunity to recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. Allah Ta'ala, this is the greatest day. The greatest and the best of months, the Mubarak month of Ramadan, the king of all the months, the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And plus now we're moving, the last 20 days have gone in this month of Ramadan. Let us read the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadanana, wa sallimu lana mutaqabbala. Oh Allah Ta'ala, thus far what we have done, ya Allah, you accept it from me. All my tarawees, Allah accept it from me. All my sujood, Allah Pak accept it from me. My Quran tilawat, Allah Ta'ala accept from me. And what I'm going to do in the next 10 days, Allah Ta'ala must give me tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala must also accept it from me. These are the du'as we have to make. This Mubarak month of Ramadan is a time of du'a. It's a time of earning the maghfirat of Allah. We know that hadith, Nabi Sallam standing at the minbar, Nabi Sallam on the minbar, Jibreel Islam comes to him. Woe unto that person who finds himself in the month of Ramadan, yet fails to be forgiven by Allah. Who made this curse? Jibreel Amin. Who is Jibreel Amin? The archangel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who enjoyed the suhbat and the company of every Nabi. Who leave all the other Nabis, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received wahi from over a period of 23 years. Our Nabi received wahi over a period of 23 years. From the time Iqra came down, right till the last ayat, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ لَلَّهِ. Period of 23 years. In this 23 years, the company of Jibreel, 124,000 times Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. Imagine the spiritual status of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. This angel is saying, making this curse. Where? Which place? The Sanford. The member of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam in Medina Sharif. Who's saying Ameen to the curse? Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah, the beloved of Allah, the chosen servant of Allah is saying Ameen to that curse. Allah Pak protect us from the curse of Jibreel, from this particular Ameen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala declares, and Allah Ta'ala declares our forgiveness. Because if our forgiveness is not declared, then we are finished. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. If Allah, we want Allah Ta'ala to make us maaf, we have to get involved in those amal. We have to get involved in those actions. And we have to do those things that earn the maghfirat of Allah. We have to get involved in those things that earn the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No use I'm traveling in the direction of Cape Town and I want to reach Joburg. You can travel and travel. How fast you go, you're not going to reach Joburg. So in the same way, we want the maghfirat of Allah. We want the mercy of Allah. We want the kindness of Allah. So we have to move and steer ourselves in that direction. Allah ta'ala give me the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala give everyone the tawfiq. The Mubarak 10 days of Ramadan are here. The last 10 days, we know the itikaf is starting today. What is the purpose of the itikaf? What is the purpose of the itikaf? Those that are not sitting in sunnat itikaf, at least come on the nafil, come on the odd nights, come spend some time in the masjid. What is the purpose of itikaf? In the hadith, Nabi Sallam says, I sat for the first 10 days. What was the object? I was searching for what? Laylatul Qadr. I sat for the second 10 days. In what? Searching for Laylatul Qadr. And then Jibreel Amin came and informed me that it's in the last 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So those with me should extend their time in the last 10 days. And how Allah Ta'ala made it? From the last 10 days, Allah Ta'ala said, search, Nabi Sallam told us, search for it amongst the odd nights of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. The greatest night of the year. The greatest night of the year. The night of Qadr. We'll just go through it a bit. Where it came from, what was the background? What was the background of Qadr? Nabi Sallam is sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu in a majlis. They're sitting and having a discussion. So Nabi Sallam is telling Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Now understand who are Sahaba. Sometimes we just take Sahaba as companions. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, one of the qualities of a jannati is what? One of the qualities of a jannati is what? That he will just think of something, or he will perceive something, he will wish for something, and Allah Pak will grant it. That he doesn't have to make any effort for it, Allah Pak will give it to him. Normally we use food, but we won't use food as an example. You give an example, a person wants to ride a bicycle. A person wants to ride a bicycle. In this world, I have to go to the garage, I have to open the door, I have to take out the bicycle, I have to jump on it, I have to pedal, and then I'll ride the bicycle. In Jannat, if you want to ride the bicycle, while you're sitting there, the bicycle will come under you, ready to ride. Ready to ride, no effort on your side. No, whatever you want to do, you'll get. So remember this ni'mat of Jannat. Now we come back. Sahaba radiallahu anhu are discussing with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that, oh my Sahaba, there's a person from the Bani Israel. For 1,000 months he spent in the path of Allah, fighting and striving in the path of Allah. He only removed his armor after 1,000 months. After 1,000 months, imagine a person striving in the path of Allah for 1,000 months, day and night. Sahaba radiallahu anhu felt a pain in their heart. What pain? What pain did they feel? They felt this person, he strives so much. What will be the size of his jannat? Sahaba radiallahu anhu were not people of dunya. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, their vision was akhirat. Their vision was akhirat. They used the dunya to earn the akhirat. One sahabi opened the shop. Booming, the business was booming. In the midst of everything, midst of the rush, midst of the sale, he closed his shop. Understand who is Sahaba? We can't understand what is Sahaba. That's why Allah Pak chose them to be the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People came to me and said, what happened? This shop was doing so well. So well the shop is doing. Why you closed it? He said, I never opened it to do well. I did it to practice on one hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if somebody returns something and you take it without any questions, then your jannat is guaranteed. That was the object. That's why I opened my shop. I didn't open my shop to make money. I opened my shop to earn jannat. And today somebody did that, so there's no need now to carry on with the business. Not to say we must do things like that. That was their caliber, but just to understand what was Sahaba, what was the focus, what was the vision of Sahaba? The vision of Sahaba was akhirat. Sahaba were wealthy. Sahaba had money. Sahaba had more money than you can dream of. Not all, but generally some Sahaba were very rich. But their vision was akhirat. Their vision was akhirat. Whatever wealth they had, they spent it to build their akhirat. Allah Ta'ala make us, Allah Ta'ala give us some of the jazbah. Some of the jazbah of Sahaba. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu felt this pain. 1,000 months in jihad, 1,000 months, what will be size? What will be the size of that person's jannat? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned another incident of a person from the Bani Israel that for 500 years in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. 500 years in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Why? They said we barely making 60-70 years. Between 60 to 70 years. After 70 is just bonus. After 60 is just bonus. And that too, how much of strength have you got for ibadat? What will be said? How can we compare our jannat to the jannat of the people of the past? We don't even meet 1/3 of the quota. How are we going to compare this jannat? Immediately, Sahaba radiallahu anhu is still sitting in a gathering. State of wahi came upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the midst of the summer heat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts sweating. Perspiration dripping down on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a sign that our Nabi is getting wahi. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Speciality of the ummah, the pain of sahaba, it was heard in the sky. Allah Pak immediately revealed not only for sahaba but for the entire ummah till qiyamah. You want to compete with the people of the past? You want your jannah to be bigger than the people of the past? There's it, I'm giving it to you in the form of Laylatul Qadr, in the form of the night of power. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Do you understand the significance? Do you understand the greatness of this night? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Qadr is better, not equal, better than 1,000 months. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Meaning to make ibadat on this particular night of Qadr is better, is equal or is better than making ibadat for 1,000 months. 1,000 months, 86 years and 4 months. 10 years, you get Qadr, 860 years of ibadat. Almost 900 years of ibadat. Now can we compare with the people of the past? Now we can compare. Now our jannats can be on par or even bigger than the people of the past. 1,000 months, it says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Better than 1,000 months. So 1,000 months is the minimum. 1,000 months is the minimum. خَيْرٌ, how much more? Allah Pak knows how much more. So let's start the surah again. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. What's the first greatness of this month of Qadr? The first greatness of the month of Qadr is what? Inna anzalnahu. We have revealed the Quran. We have revealed the Quran Sharif on the night of Qadr. We have revealed the Quran. If there's no other virtue besides this, the Quran Sharif. What is Quran? Is Quran the creation? Quran is not a creation. Quran is a sifat of Allah. Quran is a quality of Allah. Quran is the speech of Allah. This Quran Sharif came down to earth. This Quran Sharif came down to earth on the night of Qadr. There's two explanations. One, it came from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the first heaven, and from there it started coming down as Wahi. Or the second one, from the first heaven it came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the cave of Hira on the night of Qadr. Then, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. To stand, whatever ibadat you want to make, whatever ibadat you want to make, you make that ibadat. Where do you sit? You read Quran Sharif. Whether you make zikr, whether you make read salah, whatever ibadat you make ibadat on this night of Qadr, Allah Ta'ala will give you a reward as if you stood for 1,000 months in ibadat. As if one night, 86 years and 4 months of ibadat. Where are we going to get another Allah? Where are we going to get another Allah? It's so generous to us. Allah Pa, give us the understanding. Allah Pa, give us tawfiq. Allah Pa, give me tawfiq, give everyone tawfiq to spend our nights in ibadat. To spend these nights on ibadat. Huh? The most, one of the greatest ibadat, one of the mother of all ibadat is what? Huh? Is dua. These are days we should spend in dua. Ask from Allah, plead from Allah. When Allah Ta'ala descends, and Allah Ta'ala makes His announcements on every night of Ramadan. Every night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala makes His announcements. Anybody got any needs, ask, I will give. Anyone got any difficulty, ask, I will ease his difficulty. Anyone got any condition, ask, I will ease his condition. Anybody wants increase in sustenance, ask, I will increase his sustenance. So Allah Pak is making these announcements. How many of us are taking heed? How many of us are taking this opportunity? The month of Ramadan is slipping by. When must we look for this Qadr? Look for it amongst the odd nights. The first of the odd nights is tonight, the 21st night. 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th night, and the 29th night. Five nights of the year. We have to sacrifice for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected friends, respected brothers, tomorrow there's a game on. The game is at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. It's in another country. We understand, we're not saying it's right, but because we're living like this and our hearts are inclined to it, how many of us stay awake till 1 o'clock? There's a fishing trip planned tomorrow. 2 o'clock in the morning, we're leaving for Port St. John's. Who won't wake up? Who won't wake up? Why? Because we understand. We understand the value. We understand the enjoyment. We treasure these things. Treasure the akhirat. Treasure the akhirat. Put value in our heart. Let this akhirat, the value of akhirat come in our hearts. Then inshallah it will be easy for us to stay awake at night. How we plan for that fishing trip? Come at me, not 1:30 or 1 o'clock I'll be awake. So by 2 o'clock I'm ready to leave for that fishing trip. Why? Because we understand the value. We understand the enjoyment. Respected friends, more enjoyment than that, more sweetness than that is standing in ibadat and qadr. Standing on ibadat in qadr, the sweetness of it we will experience when our eyes close. We will see the beauties, we will see the rewards of it when our eyes close. So let us make the sacrifice from now. What else happens? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرُ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels descend from the top. Now which angel? One is the general angels. تَنَزَّلُ الْعُلَمَاءِ اِكْرَامِ. Explain to us, muhaddithin say, those angels that are upholding the arsh of Allah, those angels that are holding what? The arsh of Allah, are the normal angels. They're not normal angels. They're massive angels. What a great job they're doing. They're holding up what? They're holding up the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those angels are relieved of their duties and sent out on the earth. Any ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua, standing in ibadat. These angels are appointed, go say ameen to the duas of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go say ameen to the duas of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What more do we want? تَنَزُّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. Now what is ruh? Ruh, mufassirin mention, is referring to who? Is referring to Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel Amin, the liaison between every messenger and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Referring to this angel. This angel is also coming down. This angel is coming down for what? To say ameen to my dua, to say ameen to your duas. And this carries on. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. And this will carry on right up to the break of dawn. Right up to the break of dawn. Right up to seri time. When seri time ends, these angels go back up. Respected friends, respected elders, respected brothers. These are nights where we can gain from Allah. These are opportunities to gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah pa give me tawfiq. Allah pa give everyone tawfiq to take heed of these opportunities. But the full opportunity of these things, of these nights, of these days. Alhamdulillah, in this masjid, a great personality is coming. Hazrat Mawlana Yasab, Allah Ta'ala has granted him so much Qabooliyat, that he's not wanted only in South Africa, but he's wanted throughout the world. Let us take advantage of Hazrat Mawlana while he's sitting with us. While he's with us, let us take advantage. Get involved in the programs. And more important, the dua after the programs. Let us take Mawlana's duas. And let us gain from this itikaf that's going to take place. It's not only for the mu'takifin. Some of us can't sit for itikaf, but we can benefit from this itikaf. So Allah Pa give all of us the opportunity to take maximum benefit, inshallah. Now coming to the angels. The angels are coming down, fair enough, alhamdulillah. But there are certain places and certain homes that these angels don't visit. There are certain homes and certain places these angels don't go into. Allah Ta'ala protect our homes. Now what we must do? Number one, that home wherein a dog is kept as a pet. That home wherein a dog is kept as a pet, The angels don't go in. It happened to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A puppy got into his house. Jibreel sallam never came in. Jibreel sallam waited till Nabi sallam came out of the door. When Nabi sallam came out, Jibreel sallam came to him. Why didn't you come in, Jibreel? Because there was a dog. We're not allowed to enter homes where there's dogs. Respected friends, a dog is a creation of Allah. We don't ill-treat a dog. But the command of Allah about his creation is we don't keep dogs as pets. Allah Pa give us tawfiq. And number two, something that we're all negligent about, something that we take very lightly, something that we don't even bat an eyelid about. You know what is murat? Murat is animate pictures, whether it be of faces, whether it be animals, whether it be of pious people, whether it be on cereal boxes, whether it be on a peanut butter container, whether it be on on the, our groceries, whatever it is. Those homes wherein animate pictures are displayed, left out on countertops, left out on the top, everybody can see it, the angels do not enter these homes. These angels do not enter these homes. Respected friends, we know what spring cleaning. Everybody, all those that are married will understand spring cleaning. When spring cleaning starts, everybody scratches their heads. Because it doesn't end. Right? So let us go. We got opportunity now. The night of Qadr, we got few hours till the night. Yes, we're gonna rest. But let's do a spring clean of our home. Let's go home and spring clean our homes. Spring clean our homes of what? Of all the murat that is there. Sometimes because of negligence is lying around. Our newspapers, magazines are just lying around. Animate pictures are there. Let us not, because of somebody's irresponsibility, let not our homes be deprived of the angels on this particular night. On these particular Mubarak nights. Let us put everything away. Yes, we're buying groceries, we're buying cereals, we're buying peanut butter, whatever it is. We know it comes, we can't help it, it's coming with those pictures. But do we have to leave it out? Do we have to leave it out on the countertops? No. Let us put it away. If you can take the wrappings out, let us take those wrappings out. If you can take it out, let us take it out. But don't leave it lying on the countertops. We're getting the tape. May argue that I don't buy the paper, the tabloid comes to my house. But it doesn't mean the tabloid must lie around with pictures of animate objects just lying on the countertop. They're not answerable, we're answerable. They're not being deprived, our homes are being deprived. So let us go now after Jummah with our families, together explain to them. Let us get rid of all these animate pictures. Animate pictures from the homes, let us put it away. Let us put our groceries, let us put it away. Or if we can't put it away, we've got no place to put it away, at least throw a sheet over it. Let us cover it. Let us cover it. Why? Then our angels, inshallah, will come to our homes. We need the angels. Especially now, there was an incident a few years ago where this child couldn't sleep. This particular child couldn't sleep. Crying. Excessive crying. So they called one Mulana. They said he must come read. He must come read and write the Taweez, whatever it is. So when the Mulana went to the house, he just walked into the room and he realized this is not the Taweez problem. This is not the reading problem. He sees on the wall, there's pictures of Batman, there's pictures of Superman, there's pictures of Barbie, whatever it is. There's different pictures, animate pictures, cartoons and what on the wall. So he tells the parent that this is the problem. This is why your child can't sleep. Sometimes we take it for granted. We want to buy fancy clothes for them, so we buy pictures, big pictures on the, and we think nothing of it. This is the plot of the kuffar. Our deen has taught us, don't wear these things. Don't wear murat. Why? When there's murat and animate pictures on the clothing, then the angels are not with you. So when this alim explained to the father to take these pictures out, you'll see the difference. So alhamdulillah, that person, look, maybe be whatever it is, he was sincere, he listened, he took those pictures. After one week he came back, he said, alhamdulillah, no du'as, no ta'weez, no nothing, my child is sleeping soundly. So when there's no angels in the room, then who's going to be there? When there's no angels present in our home, then who's going to be there? Shaitan himself. Shaitan himself is going to be there, he's going to interfere. He's going to keep on interfering. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Pak save us. If we got these things, at least for these 10 days, remove it. Take it out. We won't be deprived of the company of the angels. And if we got this clothing for our children, try slowly to get rid of it. And try not to buy more clothing with pictures on it. Even underwear. You may argue that underwear is covered. But why must we wear underwear with pictures when Allah Pak said, Allah Pak, Nabi Sallam told us we don't like it. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best of example is the example of Nabi, what Nabi Sallam left. If Nabi Sallam said no, we mustn't do it, then who are we? Why must we follow somebody else and bring it into our home? Huh? Why? Because we don't understand what is sunnat. Today we feel sunnat is just the way of Nabi Sallam. And the West have put it to us in this way, that it's a style of the Arabs of that time. The Sunnah is a style of the Arabs at that time. It's not the style of the Arabs. The style of the Arabs is not got nothing to do with Sunnah. Sunnah is the way. Sunnah is the lifestyle. Is the way of life that Allah Ta'ala wanted every human being to live. Sunnat is the way of life and the lifestyle that Allah Ta'ala wanted every human being to live. That everyone that came on earth, the ideal lifestyle sent down by our Creator is hidden in the Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now where Murana got this from? Which pocket? From Quran Sharif, Surah Najm. وَمَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ What Allah Pak is telling us, what is sunnat? That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never spoke, never did anything out of his whims and fancies. Nabi Sallam never did anything, never said anything out of his whims and fancies. It wasn't that he liked it, he did it. No. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ Everything that my Nabi did, everything that my Nabi said, there was a connection that we can't see. This connection is called wahi, direct inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every step of the way our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was guided, that do it in this way. Huh? Do it in this way. The sunnats of eating, we know, sunnats of toilet, this is the way that Allah Pak wanted us to eat. This is the way that Allah Pak wanted His servants to sleep. This is the way that Allah Pak wanted His servants to visit the toilet. Enter with the left foot, leave with the right foot. It's not that Nabi Sallam chose to do it. Allah Pak told him, this is the way I want it done. Huh? Imagine what a kind creator. He created us. He created us. He gave us everything. And then he told us how to live our lives. And to live our lives in this way, implementing sunnat, what will happen? At the end of the day, what are we going to get? The day our eyes close, it is jannat. Allah Pak has promised jannat for us. Allah Pak has promised jannat for us. Allah Pak accept, Allah Ta'ala make his Ramadan a fruitful Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala fulfill the object of our itikaf. Allah Ta'ala accept all the mu'atakifin. Allah Ta'ala accept all our ibadat in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala take us from strength to strength, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala make us from His chosen servants. Allah Ta'ala make us from His chosen servants. Allah Ta'ala make this Mubarak Ramadan a turning point in our lives. A turning point in my life. A turning point in your life. That this Ramadan, inshallah, I must get closer to my Allah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.